this has been The Mike O'Connor Show. But it's all over now. Bye.
Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. It's not over now. It's only 1:59. We got a long way to go on 13 KOL Seattle.
Sure, I get my licks in on the last day. Roger Dale at, what time is it? Oh, it's 2:18. I don't even know what time it is, man. Gotta play one of my faves from Steppenwolf here. Steppenwolf, Born to be Wild on KOL. I'm using Lee Chase's headphones today, and I can't hear myself very well. We're going to be talking with a person who spent 5 years at Colorful KOL.
KOL.
That's got to be Bo Bear.
It is.
That's right. Yeah, I came to KOL in April of 1968 when Dick Curtis was program director. He invited me over to play the hits and rock and roll on the Big 1300. I came over, I looked the place over. Bobby Simon was on the air, Gary Todd, Jeff Boeing, Greg Connors, and everyone was crazy. And I said, I got to go to work there. But having KOL go away, it's kind of like the end of an era. We had a lot of fun with Jack Morton and Jimmy Stalwart and Lan and Gary Crow. And it's kind of like a whole era of Seattle radio that's going to be missed.
Your friend, Seattle's KOL.
Monday, KOL becomes KMBS. King Radio welcomes Hercules Broadcasting to the Seattle area and wishes them success in their new endeavor. For those of you who enjoy listening to rock music, there's still plenty available. More of the best music in Seattle, you'll find it on Music Radio 11, KIMG.
Kind of neat coming into town this weekend. If you want to hear the entire city of Seattle radio, all you have to do is turn to KOL. Everybody's on it. Of course, the people at KOL have been on it for a long time. 13 KOL, 2:35 with Lee Chase on Sunday, last day of 1300 KOL. Roll Call Herald, 1967.
Mike O'Connor back in for Lee Chase and Roger Dale, and today's question is, what becomes of the brokenhearted?
Super song by Jimmy Ruffin from 1967, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted?
Big Birch Buzz Bar, Tom Connors, RHW1, Danny Holiday, Dex Allen, Greg Connors, Lee Perkins, Robin Mitchell.
Serving the Northwest since 1922. KOL Seattle.
John Forrest with the KOL Vanguard News.
This is Ray Hutchinson, KOL News.
This is Bill Munson, KOL News.
This is Bill Taylor.
It's 20 before 10. This is Bob Fuller.
This is Ken Mattler with the 8.
Good afternoon. This is George Gatt.
This is Joe Fiala with the 12.
This is Jim Black with the 8:55 edition of KOL Continuous.
Colorful KOL 1300.
Let's take a trip now into a time machine.
The old KOL, well, I remember that pretty well, you know. You may have heard of some of these people, Dick Curtis, Burl Bear, Lan Roberts, Robert O. Smith, Tom Murphy, Jack Morton, and then way back, Robin Mitchell, Gary Todd, POA, who was Paul Oscar Anderson. There was even a fellow named Jeff Boeing. How about some of the contests? There was Who's On First, and Here Come the Judge. And remember the KOL Little Guy, by any chance, or the fireworks displays in Elliott Bay. Outdoor concerts down around Seward Park. Terry McManus going house to house washing dishes for my midday listeners. And then, of course, KOL FM, Seattle's first, what was then called Underground.
Well, if you didn't guess, that was Bobby Simon, just one of the people who used to hang around.
I'm Scotty Brink, and I'm on the radio from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon every day on KJR. And I'm real happy to have Hercules Broadcasting and KMPS joining us here in Seattle, because I'm a big fan of Waylon's and Merle's and all that stuff. But there comes a time when folks might like to switch from picking and singing to rocking and rolling, you know what I mean? Welcome, KMPS. from Scotty Brink and KJR.
Bringing back a few memories. Remember when Len was here?
Len, that's a presentation. If a radio station could use this one, then to come in and give the time and the temperature where they say it. Look, Len, here it is.
One and two and...
We've got the time.